Hi, thank you for joining us back to our marriage podcast. I'm Brandy Lanier.
And I'm John.
We're still getting used to this whole video thing, so bear with us. John's a professional, but I'm getting used to it. But we wanted to say sorry that we've been missing for a while. We've had a couple of setbacks in life. Well, I guess not called setbacks, but John had a health issue. We found out that he had melanoma stage 1B to 2A, and when they went in and did surgery, it ended up being a far bigger surgery than we expected. They removed a incredibly large chunk out of his leg, and he's been healing, and it's been a slow, painful process. If you have moles or sensitive skin, make sure you have your spouse checking you, your family checking you. Make sure that you go to the doctor if you see anything weird, because early detection is really, really important. We're so thankful that we found early detection on this. So yeah. Because the massive hole with early detection, it could have gone to the bone. Could have been way worse. So
yeah, they were able to check the lymph nodes and nothing had spread, which was very thankful for that.
So. Yeah. We've learned a lot about melanoma the past couple weeks, or actually past couple months, and just very thankful for the wisdom to see that it needed to be checked and the doctors to be able to get it out. So,
yeah, absolutely thankful.
Yeah. So we wanted to just explain why we've been missing for a little bit, and then we had some sickness, and life is getting back to healing and somewhat normal. Mm-hmm. Continue to pray for John as he heals, and make sure you're getting checked. That's all I gotta say on that. All right, I wanted to share a little bit about date night.
Yeah, it's a follow-up to what we did the last time.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
we shared that we did this date night idea. We got it. I got it on Temu. You can also get it on Amazon. They're scratchers that you can buy. They look like this. Here's what they look like. So it tells you how much money it will cost, this idea, how much time, whether or not you need to stay at your house. So it's got like a door that you're gonna be leaving your house. It will involve a meal, and it will involve driving in your car. So you can pick like ones that stay home, ones that don't involve a meal, if you've already eaten, one's like a surprise box.
Can I show just a close-up so
you
can see?
So that's the one we chose and did. And it was scrapbook night with your spouse. Go print several of your favorite pictures of each other. Reminisce about the times that you had those date nights and different things that you've done together over the years of being together. And we went and got at Hobby Lobby. We got this 50 to 60% off. Look for the discounts, save money. You can do it balling on a budget. We did it for under $20 that date night. We went out and I think we grabbed a coffee, and then we grabbed this book, and we went and printed some of our favorite, there you go, pictures, just some of our memories that, you know, and especially now everything's digital. It's nice to have these pictures to look at and reminisce on. So it was a lot of fun. Do you think it was fun?
Yeah, I loved it. I didn't realize that you could, I mean, it was more expensive at Mardell's than it was at Hobby Lobby, which I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, so we almost got this full price at Mardell for like, I think it was $15 or $16. And then we went to Hobby Lobby and found the exact same one, and it was either 50 to 60% off. So we did it under $10 for all the pictures, and I found a coupon for 50% off printing pictures. So I looked, always Google like Walgreens coupon or Sam's Club coupon for photos, and you can find coupon codes. And so yeah, great idea for a date night.
It doesn't take a lot of money to invest in your marriage.
Yes.
That's what I learned from this whole thing.
Yeah.
And even though, I mean, you can go to extravagance if you have that, but you also, if you're like us and you're just on a budget, there's just so many things you can do. And that, it was fun. It was different.
Yeah, it was different. Yeah. It was nice to just mix it up a little bit, because we have kind of a routine. We go to dinner, and then what do?
We'll just find a store to go to, probably Mardell's or
Mardell's
somewhere.
Yep, and just Barnes shop and around Barnes and Noble. Yeah, find books or.
There's not a lot to do in Springfield, Missouri, so.
Yeah, that's true. So this kind of mixes it up. So great, we're gonna link that on our Facebook page and our Instagram page and on our website. So
Instagram,
Spotify. Can you put it on Spotify?
Yeah, it's always Spotify, Apple iTunes.
We'll have it on all. Try to get it on all the links.
This will be on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'll link it in the description.
Cool.
Yep.
See, I'm still learning all this stuff. It's new to me, so
we're gonna blast it all over.
That's right. That's right. And we will put a hashtag on there with our date night selfie from that night. And then if you want to go look and see what that hashtag is, and then when you guys do a date night, put that date night too. And we can kind of see where everyone's date nights are going. And I think that's a really fun idea.
Okay.
So now we have another, what's our next segment?
Oh, we're going to talk about a movie that we watched. So while we've been kind of, I've been laid up in bed and trying to think of, okay, is there any good movies out? We kind of struggled to find something. You know, there's certain things that, you know, we don't like, a lot of blood and gory, you know, just a lot of horror language stuff. So we found the movie The Blind, and we didn't get to see it in the theater, so we thought we'll watch it at home. Yeah. And I found it on Hoopla.
Let me give a shout out to Hoopla. It's a, you can get it with your library card. We get it from Greene County, and it's Greene County, right? Mm-hmm. And it's free. So another great tool for keeping your budget, you know, in line. And there are several things you could do with your library card that I'm just learning. If your library card has seeds, like to grow like flowers, vegetables, fruits. Last year I got a ton of vegetable ones. I didn't plant them, but I still have them, and you can go and get, they're like categorized on what the season's vegetables are, and so they're free and you can go get them. I think you can get like 5 per card per time, and so that's a great app, you know.
Yeah.
Asset to your budget to just keep it low and, you know, grow your own food. And then also the Hoopla, renting movies, audiobooks, books, all for free.
Yeah, so, love it.
Yeah, they have a lot of movies on there.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did have a lot of movies.
So ones that we couldn't find anywhere else, like this one. The only other place we can find it was
Pureflix.
Yeah. And that has a subscription that you need to pay for, but it was, you know, for us, it was free. So look and see how you can get things free. Money's a big deal with marriage. That's something.
Wait, that will probably be one of the upcoming episodes is talking about attitude towards money, budgeting.
Yes.
Finance, just everything, and what the Bible says about money and the importance of just everything about money,
being a good steward of
your
money,
stewarding it.
Yeah. So if you can find those things free, and then definitely take advantage of them.
It is tax funded, so technically, I mean, we are
paying into it. We are paying for it, but take advantage of it. It's free, you know. Either way, you would have to pay those taxes. So
so do you want to explain about the movie, or do you want
the movie. The movie was great. It I will say that if you are triggered by violence or alcoholism that is in there,
domestic
violence. So it is a little bit triggering, but it in the end, it's a redemptive story, so it's beautiful to see God's redemptiveness in a family and in the marriage and with the children towards the end. So I don't want to give too much away, but it was a great movie.
It's about the Robertsons, if you're familiar with Duck Dynasty, Phil and Kay Robertson. It's their life. Basically their life story, where he came from and his upbringing and Kay and her upbringing, and just goes through. I'm with you. I think we've had a couple takes on this, and I think I might have given too much away. So in this one, I'm kind of holding back because I want you to go see it for yourself. But it's a story based on their life. Yeah. And how, you know, when they got married, they had some troubles. And
if you know the Robinson family, Robertson. You know, Robertson family, yeah. You see them as like this, you know, they're, what religion are they?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. So, you shared a little bit about, yeah. You know, we don't fully agree.
Yeah, there's certain differences in doctrine, but.
I don't even know anything about that, but, I know that just, you know, from what you had shared, but that's beside the point. The point is that they believe in the fundamentals of, you know, Jesus died and he rose again and, you know, the essentials. Yeah. So, but they are.
They differ on baptism, and I don't want to get into all the details of that, but.
Yeah. John could do that on his,
I'll do that. I can break that down. But
and if you ever have any questions about stuff like that, you're welcome to reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram. You can leave messages on Spotify, right? Mm-hmm. And YouTube. Yeah. So, and John and I will respond to those, probably John more than me. But if it's Facebook and Instagram, it'll probably be me. If it's YouTube and Spotify, it'll be John. Or we'll, you know, talk to each other. Anyways, going back to their family is influential and has a large platform in the Christian culture and the Christian community. And knowing what you know about them now and then seeing this, it's almost shocking because you realize where they come from. And, you know, I come from a broken home with a lot of dysfunction. And then to see, you know, my kids serving the Lord now and the redemptiveness of what God did in my family and watching what he did in the Robinsons family. It just, if you have a hurting and broken marriage, it can give you a lot of hope. And just seeing what, you know, God can do. He can take broken things and make them beautiful and even give them a platform. To speak into the lives of other people. He's not, you know, just because you have a hurting and broken past doesn't mean that God is not going to use you.
Yeah, I think what spoke to me the most is the courage that Kay showed in the middle of the movie, how she talked about that, you know, you're going to have to fight. I'm going to have to fight for this marriage. And even if I go alone, I'm going to fight, you know, and she just showed courage and she, you know, she gave her heart to God and just trusted that God would eventually get to Phil. And I'm not going to give too much of that away, but just there's just so much that can be said about God's grace and his ability to take a heart that's turned towards him and say, I'm going to work in that situation. And that's what spoke to me the most is that no one's beyond the grace of God.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's beyond God being able to work and move in their life.
Yeah, and then now to watch, you know, their kids serve the Lord and then their kids are also serving the Lord. I don't know about all of them, but I know several of them. So it's really cool to see that, you know, just God changed the course of one family because Phil came from, well, I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, one of them had a
we keep saying that.
And then we keep doing it. But it's, you know, just from beauty I'm slaughtering this. Beauty to ashes.
Ashes to beauty.
Ashes to beauty. You'll get used to that about me. I say things backwards all the time.
It's okay.
But anyways, that's our review on that. I highly suggest it. I think it's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think I cried a little bit towards the end,
too.
Just seeing how God can work, and it was beautiful.
And him talk about that, even though, you know, that it was still a fight. He was still a process. At the end, it wasn't like he got saved and it was just all magical and, you know, perfect.
That's something I think I would like to close the show with is you can't expect that you get saved and there will be some people that have that radical conversion to where you know they don't have a desire to drink or to do whatever but for the most of us, you know, there it's a struggle,
yeah,
you know, and you just turning to Christ over and over back to the things that we need to do and that's the Lord and turning to him for all the strength that we need.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to admit you're weak. And if your marriage is struggling and you say, man, we have turned to Christ, what happened? You know, suffering's a part of it, you know, yeah. And going through things and going through financial turmoil, and you just gotta keep coming back to Jesus, you know, and turning it over to Him, you know, yeah. along the way. That never stops.
Yeah.
That's a lifelong process.
Yeah. Giving grace to each other constantly. Mm,
being kind.
Yeah.
Loving.
It's just something you need a constant refresher on.
Forgiveness. That was a big part of the movie. Mm-hmm. Just the forgiveness that restored a man.
Yeah. Because Kay had every right to leave and not come back. And she forgave. I just, yeah, again, so don't want to give too much away. It's a beautiful story. Great movie.
Will you close us out?
Sure.
You want to pray for us?
Sure. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for just this time to get to meet with our people watching and be able to speak about you and the good things that you have for us, Lord, and for our marriages. I pray for all the marriages, Father, that are represented here, and we pray that you would work in the lives of those watching, that you would give them just a love for one another and a love for you, Jesus, that they would grow together and grow closer to you together, Lord. Lord, we know that you are the glue that has held our marriage together. We know that because we're redeemed and loved by you, that you have made a beautiful family with us, Lord. And thank you for taking broken people like us and making a beautiful marriage and family. And we just thank you for your redemptive love and your redemptive blood. And we just pray, Father, that you would continue to grow us and continue to grow those that are watching. In Jesus' name.